Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise, and this is the Dr. Denise Show. This is the Embrace Your Neurostyle series, and I thought I would bring on Kathleen O'Toole and Kirkpatrick Miller to have some fun and play and talk about the word neurostyle that we love so much. Kathleen and Kirk, how are you?
Great. Good to hear your voice and be here.
Hello. Well, I'm well.
Okay, so everyone, gratitude's my secret sauce, and these two, Kathleen and I, we co-host on Staying Sane. Kirkpatrick Miller's been on Embrace Your Neurostyle. In fact, he started the series, but there's some history behind the word neurostyle. And Kathleen and Kirk, we thought we'd just have fun with what it means and kind of see the progression of how the word's getting out. So does anyone want to start with kind of like their feelings about the word, the mission, the vision?
I definitely have to say I love the word. As someone who, you know, often felt pigeonholed with labels, and some of those labels kind of pulled me down. I like it because it offers a form of empowerment and kind of the opportunity for you to also reflect on yourself and figure out what it is that makes you unique. So instead of it being, you know, a detriment or something that kind of pulls you down, it empowers you, it lifts you up, and allows you to kind of, you know, as you say, embrace your own style, your own neural style. So there's so much to unpack with the word itself and all it means to me. But it's something that I do think is very valuable to anyone out there that is dealing with, well, anything in their life. You don't have to have a mental health issue or an obstacle to utilize it, you know. So it's very broad. I love it.
Okay, so Kathleen and I did a show where she was interviewing and doing what I call her rapid fire. She's a, you know, journalist background. And Kathleen mentioned when we were further defining it, so neurostyle is defined as we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. And when I was grabbing my coffee, I love to grab my coffee before I do shows, everyone knows this, I was thinking, not only is it your own unique perception, I thought the word soul signature, and that things are multidimensional. When Kathleen was interviewing me, she called it the Fabulous Five, which is all the dimensions, biological, psychological, social, cultural, and spiritual. She said, you're Fabulous Five. And then I said, sixth sense, intuition. Now, we've been using this word for so long and we love it, but I think sometimes if people are new to listening to the show, they're like, what is this and what is this all about? So Kathleen, I just want to say thank you. And Kath, can you give some insight as to how you've been using that word or how you want to talk about it today?
Yeah, so I've said in the past that I think the word is transformational. And the reason why is, you know, the whole world is thankfully talking about mental wellness now, about the importance of mental health, but there's still stigma, right? There's still stigma to these diagnoses, and people will even like banter it around like, oh, like he's so OCD, you know, or they'll even be self-deprecating and they'll be like, well, you know, my ADD. And I think that like Kirkpatrick Miller said, you know, some of those, although they're helpful for, you know, diagnosis and for treatment, some of those bantering around those words can be really low vibration, right? And so high vibe is neurostyle. And you can explain to people like, my neurostyle is such and such. You know, I don't have to say my daughter is shy. I don't have to use these labels. I can say, you know, my daughter prefers to get to know you in a quiet room, you know, one-on-one, because her neurostyle is such. And I've drop this word into conversations with people who have never heard it before. And I don't provide that wonderful definition of it means the unique way we process and perceive the world around us. I just drop it in. Well, my neurostyle is such that I kind of think things through a little bit more and everyone understands, you know, it's that's the beauty of the word, that it doesn't need this long winded explanation. And I think that people find it really helpful. I've told you before, Denise, I just drop it in on all sorts of people in all sorts of walks of life, and they get it.
Absolutely. And I think one of the most important things for all of us, wherever we're in our lifetime, our age, our race, our gender, our sexuality, our political party, when we have words that keep us in a more neutral or hopeful state, that is healing. So I'm not against, I'm a Western medicine trained doctor, but I have a, what I would say, universe view, an integration of East and West. But that when we realize that the power of our words, thoughts, and actions, and what we tell ourselves, that we become our own best healers. So for me as a doctor, I remember so many years when people first make the call, because remember, I'm not a young one anymore. Kathy's going to love that because I'm the one that gives her a hard time. So I just thought I'd be a brat. I'm an old soul, but a youthful spirit with many years, over two decades of experience. So the times have changed. Mental wellness and mental health, just in the last, I'd say 5 years, it's become more sexy, or everyone's almost on the mental health bandwagon. But years and years back, people would have a lot of shame when they were needing help or having a feeling state that was less than peaceful. So when we have terms in anything we do, words that we tell ourselves, words that we describe that allow openness, neutrality, and even hope, then you have the ability to have the best outcome in any situation you're in.
I love that. And, you know, one thing that Kathleen said that I feel kind of shows the true strength behind the concept is the fact you can drop it into a normal conversation. I have utilized it with students, with friends, with people who have called me up and they're struggling. And, not once has anyone said, okay, they didn't need necessarily me to explain it. They got it, but they were interested enough. They said, well, can you go a little bit more into depth? They wanted more about that word. And, you know, I think that's one, you know, sign that shows, of course, it's a powerful word. It's got a lot of uses and it's positive. And one of the things that you said, Dr. Denise, which I also love, is the neutrality. There's so much, if you go, and I you know, I don't want to get off topic at all, but if I hop on social media, I see division and I see people going to extremes on both sides, and they're missing out on the fact that, you know, everyone has something to offer, and we're so focused on proving a point, on showing what we know better or that our way is better, we miss out on all of these valuable assets other people have. So any way you can bring neutrality, as you had mentioned, is something I'm all for. And I find that, you know, some of the people I disagree with, I learn the most from. There's nothing wrong with being open-minded. And that's another reason why I really like the word neurostyle. It allows people to be themselves without fear of, what does this word mean? What does this label mean? So we all have different, of course, styles. And as we'd mentioned before, you know, kind of like whether you're wearing a certain kind of clothing, everybody is allowed to do that. And it's been a long time that I have struggled with mental health where I didn't feel that I could be myself. And oftentimes I felt like I had to fit into these segments, or the neurotypical word drives me crazy, because, you know, there is no such thing as, like, I think, a typical or an absolute normal. But I feel a lot of people feel like they have to fit that column, and it doesn't work for me.
Do a mindful pause, because you just said the word neurotypical, and that is such a great term, neurotypical versus this, when you're maybe doing scientific method and measuring differences in feeling states. So the way you just said that, the aha moment I had back in 2016 was when I was reading the book Neurotribes. and it was talking about neurotypical and neurodiverse. And I'm like, wait a second, but we all have a neuro style. It doesn't matter. Like, if you ever go see a psychiatrist, we all have a neuro style. So I was like, so passionate about words. How can we have unification? So I think the other thing, Kathleen and Kirk, I'd love you to weigh in, because Kathleen did many, many years of coming up with taglines that catch the human attention. So I am not saying that people should not feel empowered if they go to their MD or their spiritual guru and they find out you're an empath or you have generalized anxiety. I say, hey, wait a second, let's fly above it even higher. Neurostyle is universal. It's for all of us. It bridges Eastern, Western, and universal thought. Then we can make the term neurostyle our own unique. Like, even Kimmy Seltzer's got dating archetypes. She's on my Diva discussion. She's like, what are the neurostyle? And I thought, gosh, I'm going to come up with a way to have her rapid fire what the dating archetypes are, but then say, wait, but neurostyle, you would look at the dating archetype, but wait a second, what about past lives? What about biological? What about spiritual? So neurostyle is all encompassing. And I think if you and I were, or all of us were to take one sentence out of this, someone might hear, Kirk, to your point about division, oh no, here they go, neurostyle. They're saying we can't say we have major depression or OCD. Of course you can. Yay. You show up as you, but if you are meeting people for the first time and you want to give a qualitative description of your traits, whether you have
that
a diagnosis,
was wonderful.
Or
can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. I can hear you. I don't know.
Just
Denise,
lost
are you
Dr.
there?
Denise.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
And she was really on a roll too.
So.
Of course that happens at that moment.